I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Are you caring for an aging parent? Are you searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources, helping you become the best caregiver you can be. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker. Hello and welcome to Senior Care Live. I'm Steve Kuecker, President of Senior Care Consulting. Thanks so much for tuning in today. I really appreciate it. Thousands and thousands of people tune in to Senior Care Live to learn about information, education, and resources for seniors and their caregivers. You, the listeners, have made this program the most listened to AM talk radio show in Kansas City on the weekends, and I just can't thank you enough for that. And you know what? There are multiple ways to hear the program. You can listen to the radio live. You can stream it online to your electronic device. You could also check out a podcast after the fact. So again, any way that you choose to tune in, again, thanks for being here today. You can reach us on our toll-free number. Here it is, and write it down. It's 1-800-331-6445. It's 1-800-331-6445. And don't forget to visit online at Senior Care Live, L-I-V-E, seniorcarelive.com. And before we jump in, we have a really, really cool topic today, a wonderful guest. I think you will just love this show. But before we jump in, I just want to give you another reminder and let you know about the Kansas City Hospice and Palliative Care has a major, major event coming up. They call it Sunday Night Live. And it's Sunday night. It's September the 23rd. It's going to be downtown in the P&L District, 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. And there are 20 awesome prize packages worth anywhere from $1,200 to $4,000. And they're raffling off tickets at $50 a piece. Give me two of those at least. Thank you. Some of them are for vacation trips and travel trips. Some of them are for some exotic bourbon collection or something crazy like that. I won't be bidding on that one, but if that's your thing, come on down and bid. I think you're going to have a pretty good chance to win that. But KC Hospice provides $400,000 a year in charitable care, and this is the major fundraiser for their ability to deliver that charitable care. Reach out to KC Hospice, 816-363-2600. That's 816-363-2600, or visit online at kchospice.org. All right. This is really going to be fun. Want to introduce to you my friend and special guest today, Rochelle Morgan. She is a board certified music therapist. She's the founder and operator of Soundscaping Source. And Rochelle, welcome back to Senior Care Live.
Thank you, Steve. I'm glad to be here.
All right. I'm glad you're here. And you have a master's in music therapy, and so you already know this is near and dear to my heart. My daughter just started music therapy in her education of that over at KU. But this is just of high interest, and frankly, we need to promote music therapy more. I think a lot of people don't even know it's available, or if they know it's available, they don't understand how powerful it is, and what a wonderful therapy and what a wonderful tool and intervention that this is. But Rochelle is a board certified music therapist. Tell us a little bit about you and your background, and you're also faculty at colleges. So tell us a little bit about you.
Right. Okay. Well, I, much like your daughter, back when I was in high school is when I heard about music therapy for the first time. And I think I was a junior when I heard about music therapy, and I just knew that it was what I wanted to do.
Yep.
I wanted to combine my love for music and serving people, serving the community. Mm-hmm. Music therapy was a great fit. So I got my undergraduate from University of Evansville in Indiana, mm-hmm. and my master's degree from St. Mary of the Woods. Okay. So I've been practicing as a board certified music therapist since 2004. I've been in Kansas City actually for 10 years. And so we're celebrating 10 years of music therapy practice here in the Kansas City Metro this
nice.
Year.
Nice. Yeah. Very good. And then you're also on the music therapy faculty staff for St. Mary's of the Woods College and teaches in the healthcare continuing education program at Johnson County Community College. And I know you're giving presentations all over the place all the time.
Yes. Yeah. Part of what I love doing is teaching, giving people tools, musical tools to use in their caregiving practices, whether you're an elder care professional or you're caring for somebody of a loved one. People at home, from my expertise as a music therapist, I want to give you the tools that you can use to harness the power of music in your lives.
Absolutely. And music is one of those, love is a language that's known anywhere. And I think music is as well. It touches all of us in different ways. Some of us deeply, very strong emotional response to that. So it's just a universal language, along with love. But this one sounds really cool, though. Yeah, you know, I don't know if I can hear love very well, but yeah, you can feel love. But you can also feel love, feel music, and you can hear it as well. Okay, I'm getting way off track. But anyway, tell us about Soundscaping Source and what is your core message and your mission? Tell us about Soundscaping Source, and that is your personal practice.
Right, that's my company, and so. Yeah. We're a team of board-certified music therapists now. There's two of us who provide these services throughout the metro. And the reason my company exists, the reason we exist is because we believe that everybody deserves meaningful music experiences with the people that they love and the people who are around them every day, all the way until the end of life, whether there's any physical limitations or cognitive impairments, any of that stuff that gets in the way as people get older. We want to break down those barriers and let people have these meaningful music experiences that can be so profound to share with the people around us.
Okay. And so do you primarily work with older individuals and the elderly?
Yes. Yeah. Music therapists, we have training to work with all age groups. And I've worked with lots of different age groups, but Soundscaping Source is focused on working with older adults and mm-hmm. caregivers.
Okay. All right, perfect. And I thought you were. I just wanted to double check on that. Mm-hmm. We have a music therapist at our church, and she works with children.
Yeah.
And that's really kind of her niche, and she loves it. And and she talks about some of the great things that they're able to do with the kids with this as well. Mm-hmm. All right. So how did you get into music therapy? You said when you were a junior, you kind of caught the bug. You kind of got the interest there.
Yeah. So I heard about it as a profession. I didn't know what I wanted to do. Of course, I was like 16 and then found this degree program and did my research and took this program. What music therapy really does is it marries this human services kind of works. We take a lot of psychology and education, biology kinds of classes, and marries that with music. So music therapy is a music degree. So we have a major instrument that we have to reach. We have to perform a senior recital, just like you would if you were a music education major.
Okay.
My instrument was the oboe. So I played the oboe and the orchestra and the band. And
oh, that's cool.
I still play it now in sessions sometimes. And then we all learn how to play piano and guitar, and we sing and we play percussion instruments. We really have to be experienced and well-rounded musicians so that we have this musical medium that we can adapt in lots of different ways to meet the needs of our clients.
Okay. All right. That's great. And I'm just so personally interested in this. I'm totally tracking. So my daughter is taking the percussion classes, and she's an experienced percussionist. So this is a review, but it's good. Her primary instrument is piano. She's been classically trained for 11 years, and she's taught herself to some guitar work, but she's going to take classes for that and vocal lessons and all that stuff. So you really have to be a very well-rounded, just really a quality musician to be a music therapist.
Right. And another level to that is that we talk about clinical musicianship, which is a particular way of being in music with other people to be really... There's a different, when you're a musician performing in an ensemble, you interact in a different way than when you are in a music therapy session, because you're being very aware of the environment and what the person that you're interacting with needs from the music and what they're giving in the music. There's a lot of this giving and receiving. So the expertise that we really develop as music therapists is in what we call clinical musicianship, or this music that you can share with people who are not necessarily musicians or who have limitations of one kind or another, mm-hmm. That we can still make music together.
And I think being a one-on-one music therapist is much more of an intimate situation for sure.
For sure. Yeah, it's a much different feeling to perform Amazing Grace in front of a sanctuary full of people, right. or to sing at the bedside of somebody who's nearing the end of their life. It's mm-hmm. a very different kind of experience. And so the way the music that you create is much different too.
All right. So I'm visiting today with board certified music therapist, Rochelle Morgan. She is an expert. She has 10 years with Soundscaping Source here in Kansas City, but board certified since 2004. You can reach Rochelle. Let me give you the number, 913-548-7169. That's 913-548-7169. And then, Rochelle, it's your website, soundscapingsource.com. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Yeah, I logged onto that this morning, and I saw there's a lot of good information in there, and I mm-hmm. saw everything there. So, yes, so Rochelle Morgan, Soundscaping Source, 913-548-7169. And if I can brag about my daughter just for a second, she's been just at KU a couple of weeks. She's being selected to participate in all these, you know, high level choirs, and she's just having the time of her life over there. So mm-hmm. I got a text the other day, Mom, Dad, to both of us, Mom, Dad, I love college. And so that makes Mom and Dad relax just a little bit, a little less anxiety. But anyway, I'll be right back with Rochelle Morgan right after the break. But first, the Senior Care Live question of the week. You have to be musically talented to benefit from music therapy. Is that statement true or false? I'll have the answer right after the break. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the services offered on this program and how we can help you and your family, call our toll-free number at any time. That's 1-800-331-6445. 1-800-331-6445. And don't forget, you can stream this program to any electronic device. It's super easy to do. Go to seniorcarelive.com. Click on the Listen Live button. You could also click on the big microphone right there on the homepage. Give it a couple of seconds to connect, and then it'll start streaming to your phone, your tablet, your computer, whatever you have, and it really is that simple. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. You have to be musically talented to benefit from music therapy. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is false. The answer is false. And Rochelle, why is that false?
In music therapy, we talk about that the beauty in music can come from the person or the process or the context, or the person, the process, the conduct, product or the context. I'm getting them mixed up. Anyway, but the point is that a lot of times with performance, when we think about music as something that's performed, and so we're thinking about the product, like you want this really solid recording or mm-hmm. this really wild concert that's really amazing and beautiful and engaging in that. And a lot of us are not, most of us aren't performers. We don't get up on stage and perform. And yeah. so we get this idea that the only way you can be a musician is if you're getting up there and performing this beautiful, polished work of art. But really, in music therapy, we're very concerned about the process. Like, what is it like to do music together, to mm-hmm. engage in music together? And then the context. So for somebody who has never, you know, who sits around all day and doesn't connect with other people, and they're slumped over in their wheelchair and they don't speak, and then all of a sudden they're singing every single word to a song
mm-hmm.
in the context of this, a senior living community, or at bedside in the hospital or someplace like that, there's some profound beauty in that experience.
Absolutely.
So you don't have to be a musician to benefit from music therapy. You just have to have a willingness to engage in music and to see where these music experiences will take you.
All right. That's Rochelle. I'm going to call you Michelle, I think, like for the rest of the whole show here. So I'm having a senior moment here myself. Rochelle Morgan with Soundscaping Source, 913-548-7169, or online at soundscapingsource.com. And Rochelle, I understand that you have something special to offer to our listeners today.
Yes. As I mentioned earlier, we provide music therapy services, so one-on-one face-to-face music therapy. And I think we'll talk about that a little bit more.
Yeah.
But it's part of our mission to give people the musical tools that they need to engage in music with the people that they're caring for, whether you're a professional or you're caring for other people and loved ones, family members, or if you just want music and wellness for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And so in honor of our 10-year anniversary, we've put together a brand new video series, 10 videos over 10 days. And in 10 minutes or less, you can learn from this expertise that we have as music therapists, some different ways to engage your care partners in music and to have those meaningful musical experiences together between a care partner and a care recipient.
Awesome. And so how would someone sign up for that or request that or receive that?
Yep. All you have to do is go to our website, soundescapingsource.com/joy, J-O-Y.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a box to fill in there. There's an invitation if you want to know more about the series. And then you enter your name and your email address. And then the videos will start coming to you on October 1st.
Oh, okay.
Is when we're releasing the series. So you'll just get them in your email inbox, click play, and then you'll get to get a bite-sized lesson on music there.
And have I seen some of these, or have they been previously aired? Or
these are new.
These are brand new. Okay,
brand new. Yep.
Okay, all right, awesome. I'm signing up. So, so if you're interested in receiving 10 easy tips delivered, and so what it is, it's finding joy and release through music. So in 10 minutes a day, and this is going to start flowing to you on October the 1st. And guess what? It's free of charge. This is just really, really great stuff. Go to soundscapingsource.com/joy, and you just sign up there, and they'll start coming to you October 1. That's fantastic. Visiting today with board-certified music therapist Rochelle Morgan with Soundscaping Source at 913-548-7169. That's 913-548-7169 or at soundscapingsource.com. So, Rochelle, how does music therapy work?
Well, music therapy, we have a process that we follow, but we start with the end in mind. We want to know what people want out of music. And depending on the person and the setting, people are looking for as we talk about in this video series, the joy and the release and the connection, the old memories and things like that. And so the way it starts is people come to us and ask for music therapy. They might be referred by a healthcare team member, or they might just find us there on their own through our website.
Mm-hmm.
And they call for a free consultation. And during that phone call, we talk about what their desired outcomes are, what the music interests are of the person who would be participating in music therapy. And then we come out and do an assessment visit. And during that assessment visit, we come to your home and we play music together. We bring our guitar, some small percussion instruments. If you have a piano and you want us to play your piano, we might do that. And we try different musical things to see what sparks, what engages people. And based on that assessment session, we can set a direction for how we want to do music therapy sessions over the longer term.
All right. So I heard someone from a music therapy group explain that music therapy is still in its infancy, but it has really advanced in recent years versus kind of a long time ago. It was almost more of a sing-along to get some benefits, but now it's so much more developed, and there's a method, there's a process, there are measurable outcomes, and this is and why wouldn't there be, right? Mm-hmm. Right. So instead of a physical therapy modality, music is the modality here.
Exactly. Right. So we work in the same way as other allied health professionals do, that we begin with an assessment. We have a treatment plan. We have goals. And by engaging in this medium of music, we're helping people to desire or to achieve their desired outcomes, to have a fuller, better quality of life through music. And a lot of times by engaging in music, we're also helping people reduce their level of pain and to reduce their level of anxiety and to connect with the people around them so that they can feel safer in their space, in their community, in their home.
Okay. And what kind of music do you play?
We play a variety, and that's part of our expertise.
Probably pretty wide.
Pretty wide, right. Because it's important. Music is part of who we are. And so you connect with somebody based on their preferred music and their familiar music. And so working with older adults, especially, you know, I have a repertoire of music from the 20s through the 80s, all genres, country and classical and all kinds of different genres, mm-hmm. so that we have something that we can connect on.
See, so that's excellent. So if someone is tuned into a particular time in their life where music is just profoundly moves them, then you could go to that that part of your catalog, so to speak, and use that in your therapy session. So that is fantastic. We're visiting with Rochelle Morgan of Soundscaping Source, and right after the break, we're going to continue this conversation and talk a whole lot more about music therapy. So don't go away. We'll be right back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the services offered on this program and how we can help you and your family, call our toll-free number. You can literally call this number 24 hours a day at any time. That's 1-800-331-6445. 1-800-331-6445. And don't forget, if you miss an episode of Senior Care Live, maybe you want to share the program with a friend or family, or maybe you want to just go back and listen to it again, no worries at all. Just go to seniorcarelive.com, click on the podcast tab, and that's where you'll have all the previously aired episodes. Just click on the one that you want. Again, give it a few seconds to start, and it'll start streaming to your electronic device, and lots of people listen to the podcast. Maybe they're not available, or maybe they're busy at that time of the day. So anyway, back to my friend and special guest, Rochelle Morgan. I haven't called you Michelle in just a little while. Did I just jinx it?
You're doing great.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Rochelle is a board certified music therapist, master level music therapist in her firm. Her company is Soundscaping Source. She can be reached at 913-548-7169 or online at soundscapingsource.com. So, Rochelle, is there research to back up music therapy and the results?
Yes, there is. And as you mentioned, music therapy is a younger profession than medicine, for example. We have published research dating back to the early 20th century, really. Mm-hmm. But we do, in our field, we have several journals in our field where peer review studies are published. And then we publish a lot in related fields as well. And so as music therapists, part of our responsibility is to be aware of the most recent research evidence that's out there related to music and health and aging and things like that. And then to bring that evidence, combine it with our clinical expertise and the needs and desires of our clients to provide this evidence-based practice, something that is supported by the evidence but meets the needs of the clients that we're working with.
All right. And so you work with individuals, but do you also go into senior care communities as well?
We do, yeah. So we can work with people privately wherever that person lives. So we can go to their private homes, or we can go to a senior living facility and mm-hmm. do music therapy with them there. And then we also partner with senior living communities and hospices to provide services for their people. Mm-hmm. So, for example, we could go to a memory care home once a week and do a 45-minute music therapy session with a group of residents there. And the benefit of that kind of thing is that you get to build the community within the community. You get to have these connections among the people who are living with each other. So they get to have those quality music experiences with the community that they're with day to day. So if music therapy is something that is interesting to your listeners, Steve, they can seek it out privately. They can call us and set up private music therapy. Yep. They can also advocate for a music therapy group at their loved one's senior living facility.
So if they're in an assisted living community and you want to, in your interest, you're like, and well, wait a minute. So the lights are going off and you're like, that would be a really great ad at our community. Then can someone just call you or I guess they would ask maybe the administrator or the director of the assisted living community or the long-term care community to reach out to you?
Yeah. Or they can call me directly and we can help make that connection. But
yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So we're happy to help make those connections and make sure people are getting those music experiences that they deserve.
Okay. And then what if our listeners don't need music therapy right now, but they still want to get, they want to get more involved in music?
Of course, yeah. So I really think that music is central to who we are as human beings, and we kind of train it out of ourselves. Like I have little kids. I have a 4-year-old and a 7-year-old daughter, and we have dance parties in our house pretty much every day, right? So we just do music spontaneously when we're little. So a lot of times I meet people who are post-retirement and they want to do something with their time, and music is something they want to do, but they don't necessarily have a clinical need that they would need a therapist for.
Yeah.
So another service that we provide is music lessons for adults.
Oh, okay.
And so we can teach piano, we can teach guitar, percussion, and we teach these lessons in a way that is not the way you would teach kids with a method book and you learn songs about rocket ships and then play a recital and that kind of thing, which is targeted towards children. But we teach in a more adult friendly way that honors where people are in their lives and the kind of music that they want to play.
And on my list is I want to learn how to, it's one of my dreams to play guitar and sing at the same time. I could play drums and sing, right? But I need to learn how to play guitar and do that. I just think that would be so cool. And maybe even more cool than that, I want to be able to play the piano and sing a song at the same time.
Right.
So it's on my list to do. So perfect. I just don't have the time to do it right now, but I will do it one day. So anyway, all right. So just want to remind our listeners, Rochelle has made a very nice offer, a special offer. You can sign up for a video series. They're 10 short videos, 10 easy tips. So it's 10 minutes a day is what it is. It's called Finding Joy and Release Through Music. And you could just go online and sign up. It's free of charge at soundscapingsource.com/joy. And Rochelle, thanks for offering that to our listeners. Really appreciate that. You can also reach out to Rochelle at 913-548-7169 or reach out again on online soundscapingsource.com. So Rochelle, we only have about 5 minutes left. But I really wanted to demonstrate what a music therapist would do. So tell us, you walk in, just give us a really common situation where just describe the person that you would meet and tell us what you're wanting to achieve with them in this particular session, if you will, and then show us what you would do.
Okay. So I'll tell you a story about a woman that I worked with several years ago. And her husband called me and asked for private music therapy because she had dementia and she had, it was kind of mid-stage dementia, but she also had some significant depression related to some recent losses in her life. And so he was just trying to find a way to bring her out of her shell. She was just spending much of the day sleeping and not really even getting out of bed to shower and things like that. So he told me a little bit about her preferences and some of the things she liked and her experience. She'd played piano at one time in her life, but wasn't a terribly skilled musician. And so the first session, I went over to her house and she was sitting on the couch to greet me as a visitor. I didn't introduce myself as a therapist because I thought that might put up some walls, but I was a musician who wanted to be there and make music with her. And so I introduced myself. I said, "Can I play a song for you?" She said, "Sure." And so I broke out one of the songs, which I often use in an assessment because a lot of people recognize it. You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. And of course, she recognized it, and yep. she kind of nodded along with it, and I could tell that she knew the song. She didn't really engage in singing with it. So then I tried another song. I knew that she liked hymns and that sort of thing. And so I tried another song. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Now that was a song that clicked with her. That was one of her favorites. And so she sang yep. that one with me. So from there, the clinical choices I made from then had to do with developing that relationship, taking that one song there where we connected. And then we ended up building out a range of experiences that we could share together. I played her piano. We sang more hymns and connected through music that way. And over time, found that music was something that would get her out of bed, that would give her enough energy to, I mean, she would stay up and eat dinner at the dinner table with her husband instead of staying in her bed and not eating at all.
After music therapy, she engaged her husband socially, had dinner with him, and was getting out of bed and just was a different person.
Exactly.
So it really, you touched something that was just really seated very deeply in her, and you're able to bring it out, and that gave her a lot different perspective, I guess, on her life. And maybe it sounded like it helped out big time with her depression.
Right. I think of it sometimes as clearing away some of the cobwebs, and then you can see who that person really is and connect on a husband and wife level. You know, they hadn't had that kind of connection for a while. And so music therapy, the husband wasn't in the sessions, but just by having those sessions together with the wife, they were able to connect with each other through music and then to see some of those benefits extending beyond the music therapy session.
See, that is fantastic. And so, look, here's the bottom line. If someone thinks of music therapy as a sing-along, nope, that's not right. There's a process. There's an approach. There are measurable goals and outcomes. This is a fantastic therapy. Music is the modality. And again, music is the universal language. All of us, whether you're a big music fan or not, music will touch you, and it will touch you deeply. Rochelle Morgan with Soundscaping Source, 913-548-7169. And if your senior living community does not have music therapy as part of its offerings, seriously, what are you thinking? You need to call Rochelle and have her come in and talk to you, and maybe you can get that worked out. This is a critical therapy. It's a fantastic therapy, and it has legitimate, proven value and results. 913-548-7169 or online, soundscapingsource.com. And if you want the 10 video series, log on to soundscapingsource.com/joy. Rochelle, thanks for being here today. This was just fantastic.
Thank you so much for having me.
You bet. For our listeners, we'll have more right after the break. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by. 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the services offered on this program and how we can help you and your family, call our toll-free number at any time. That's 1-800-331-6445. 1-800-331-6445. And again, just a special thanks to my friend and special guest today, Rochelle Morgan. I messed up her name like two or three times. Forgive me, Rochelle. But I kept looking at the M on Morgan and then saying Michelle, so that was my bad. But Rochelle is just one of the most caring, wonderful, loving people that you've ever met. She started a company, Soundscaping Source, online, soundscapingsource.com. You could also reach her at 913-548-7169. She's a master's prepared board certified music therapist. She knows her stuff. And so you just heard an example of a real client, a real situation. Get to know you through music. She found Amazing Grace really connected with her. So some of the older traditional hymns, and built really a library of songs in that genre. And it really helped the lady to come out of her depression and out of being withdrawn, helped her interact with her husband much more successfully, even would eat dinner with him. And before, none of these things happened. And so it was an intervention with a board certified music therapist. If that is resonating with you, if you're an individual and you're like, well, maybe we should try this for my spouse, maybe we should try this for my parents, maybe we should try this at our assisted living facility or our long-term care community, reach out to Rochelle Morgan, Soundscaping Source, 913-548-7169, or online at soundscapingsource.com. All right, in just a few minutes that we have left, been hearing some stories about some care issues at some of the communities, and these are some pretty nice communities. So I just felt compelled to share with you my proven strategies on how to maximize care at any senior care community that you should choose or that your loved one is currently living in. So some of these seem like common sense, but frankly, a lot of people just don't do these things. You want to maximize the available care at that community. So number one, participate in the care planning process. What that is that when your loved one is admitted to assisted living and long-term care, a multidisciplinary team will meet and discuss developing and writing a unique care plan customized for your loved one. So nursing, housekeeping, therapy, dietary activities, it goes on and on and on and on. There are lots and lots of parts, but this is the care plan that this team, multidisciplinary team, so meaning everyone at that community, will be following. So make sure that you participate to make sure that you can speak on your loved one's behalf. I am stunned and how many people just know that they're fine. They skip it. Why would you skip that? You have to be involved. You have to be the advocate and the care manager for your loved one. And that is the best way to start to do that. Number two, get involved. So look, there is no substitute, zero substitute for this one. Visit frequently and visit often, different times, different days, etc. But participate in the family council if there is a family council there. Any support group offerings that they may have, volunteer to assist on outings or special events. Put up decorations. You know, here we are coming into fall, so a lot of places are putting out their fall decorations and Halloween stuff and that sort of thing. There's no substitute for you being there. So, well, Steve, I don't know. I don't like those places. It makes me a little depressed, kind of bums me out a little bit. Okay, you're going to have to find some way to get over that because your elderly loved one needs you. And that's just, I don't know, I can't say that any more clearly. Get involved, spend time there, visit frequently. Okay, and then build relationships. This one's really, really important. Build a personal relationship with the hands-on caregivers, the CNAs and the CMAs there. They do most of the heavy lifting figuratively and literally. And guess what? This is really hard work. It's very hard work sometimes. And frankly, a lot of times they don't get a lot of thanks. It's just expected. But this is hard personal work. So if someone is doing a great job for your mom, your dad, your spouse, your grandparent, your elderly loved one, be sure to say thank you. Wow, you know what? I really noticed that you put on uh, uh, the the color of nail polish that you helped my mom with today, it's just beautiful. And it just, I could tell you did a really nice job. You took some time with her. And I just want to say thank you for that. That meant a lot to her, and that really means a lot to me. So just build a relationship, and then they're going to end up going the extra mile because they know that you appreciate it. And unfortunately, a lot of people don't tell them that. And so if you tell them that, you're going to stick out a little bit in a positive way. Communicate with management. This is really important. The squeaky wheel gets the grease, right? So they can't fix it if they don't know about it. So what you want to do is have excellent communication so that they bring the issue up to them and then make sure that they understand and give them an opportunity to correct any issues that may exist. But also, then I would add on to that, be patient and be reasonable. I had one guy say, well, now when I'm taking care of my mom at 10:52, and I am not exaggerating, at 10:52 a.m., she gets this particular pill. At 10:59 a.m., we begin physical therapy and we go to 11:12 a.m. Steve, you know what happens at 11:12 a.m.? What's that? We have a water break. From 11:12 to 11:14 a.m., we have our water break. And 11:15, then we start back into our therapy. And he had this thing. This was OCD over the top. Okay, now he was doing an awesome job. And that's how he chose to manage the care. But then he went into the long-term care community and expected them to follow his schedule, and that's not going to work. So be patient, be reasonable, make sure your loved one's receiving everything they're supposed to receive, and let them do their work and do a good, they'll do a good job for you, but you may not be able to expect maybe that level of detail. And you know what? He was pretty nervous about that. This has a happy ending. Once he relaxed and he saw how they did everything, he's like, you know what? It's not exactly how I did it at home, but they're really doing a great job for her, giving her great care. I'm really happy with that. So, again, be patient, be reasonable. If there are issues at your assisted living community or your nursing home, long-term care community, and they're not being resolved, and you are not being heard, it is your right to phone a complaint to the state of Kansas or Missouri. Here's the phone number in Kansas, 1-800-842-0078. In Missouri, 1-800-392-0210. And if that's really kind of a last resort, but it's your right to do that. But hopefully you'll be able to get that resolved on your own there locally. So if you want a copy of my proven strategies on how to maximize care, feel free to give me a call at any time, and I'll shoot one over to you in an email. All right. Wow, this has been a great show. I can't believe the time is already over. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. I'll see you next week right here on Senior Care Live.